Thank you, and without objection, we'll enter those articles into the record. We'll now turn to questioning, and Administrator Nelson, I wrote to you in January about a Manufacturing USA Institute, something that NASA could inform. It's really an action that NIST would take. But in my state alone, we're looking at 60,000 STEM worker shortfall by 2026. And this notion of continuing our efforts on material science, I believe, is a key aspect of where we need to go. So NASA, NIST, industry need to continue to collaborate on what I think is training and skilling people in material sciences. Do you agree that NASA should help and work on these issues?
Indeed, I do. And another thing that you were looking at is thermoplastic composites as a new material that would not only help aviation industry, but also the space industry. And we have a NASA project going on high-rate composite aircraft manufacturing. And we are working with the partners, obviously those in Washington State as well, to reduce the cost and increase the production rate of composite aircraft. You know, the Dreamliner, the 787, is built of composites, and it has a lot of advantages, including a weight advantage. And so this is a new kind of composite. So at your request, Madam Chairman, NASA, Commerce, Defense are developing recommendations to leverage the manufacturing here in America to accelerate our capabilities in manufacturing aerospace technologies like thermoplastics.
Thank you. Thank you for that answer. I think there are some that believe we're falling behind to where Europe is on this R&D side of the equation, so thank you for your answer on that. I'd like to ask a couple of other things. Obviously, you and I have had many conversations about NASA's need to continue with redundancy and making sure that we keep programs, you know, on schedule and reduce risks, and also the fact that we need a multi-year budget. The president's 2024 budget for NASA is 7% increase over 2023, but your requested increases in the out year appear to be only 2% or less. So we think here in discussions, getting a 3 to 5 year authorization would help NASA on making sure that we don't fall behind in what we need to do to be competitive. And thank you for your detailed answer on thermoplastics. Many of our supply chain are making thermoplastic products today for the space sector, and so we appreciate that answer. But could you talk a little bit about a multi-year request and how do we stay competitive and redundancy?
And I commend you for a multi-year proposal. It's true that the last NASA authorization bill, as Senator Cruz has mentioned, the two of us fashioned that. That was back in 2017. It's true that before that, one of the primary drivers was the NASA bill of 2010, which Kay Bailey Hutchinson of Texas and I fashioned, that set us off on this course of the dual approach in our going back to the moon and to Mars. One track is government, the other track is commercial. And so I would welcome a multi-year approach to appropriations instead of in the past where it's been, you get into the negotiations between the House and the Senate, and then you all can't agree on this, and you have to accept what they want, but that's not the comprehensive approach. I think what you've said, a five-year authorization bill would be very, very well received in the aerospace community.
Thank you. Senator Sinema, I'm turning the hearing over to you, and thank you for chairing.